We're back again live on the Cruise Talk. Okay, sorry. One last time.
Willis, get it!
Anything I talk, make you talk am again. Anything
I talk, make you talk. Hey guys, we're back again on the Cruise Talk podcast. Here we have a special guest, not so special, but introduce yourself, please.
So you see, on the streets, they call me Gun, yeah?
What the fuck?
Because my crew.
This is how we know we have a guest.
Yeah, yeah. We made a mistake choosing this guy.
We missed Babs.
So it was natural selection. We missed Babs. Babs isn't here today. So
like, accept me.
Okay, Thomason, we accept you. Go on.
Okay, tell me.
My name is Thomason, aka Ghana, aka Gun.
Ghana.
That's why the musician.
Oh, Ghana.
Ghana.
Yeah, Ghana raps. Someone that raps for you, baby.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm just featuring.
Cool story, we're not asking for people who are not. Oh, also thanks for the listen, guys. We had like views. Thanks for the listens. Listens sounds
like a word. Like we've all become okay. I don't know if we, but like me, I've become a celebrity. Like I was talking to someone the other day. Okay, so I was talking to someone the other day, and I was just talking, and the person was just looking at me. I was like, what's wrong? I'm like, your voice sounds so familiar. I was like, And then they're like, are you Umfun Milayo from the Cruise Talk? I was like, oh my God, that's just me. I was like, wow.
That's understandable. You know, guys, we reached 20,000 listens.
Honestly, like, guys, thank you. Like, we hope for you to listen to the next episode.
Yeah.
The way we're blowing, we don't know how to behave again.
Just quickly, did we introduce you as Philomena or Umfun Milayo? Like, I can't remember.
Philomena.
How would you just cast me?
You need lessons on how to handle things.
We need to help you. We need to help you handle and manage your face.
Anyway, so guys, how's your week? It was my birthday this week. I turned 21.
You want happy birthday this week? Do you think we should have a fucking wedding?
Obviously.
Oh, we had a praise and worship session in the front room. At 12 a.m. Yeah, we pulled up.
Anyway, I turned 21, so guys, I'm older than all of you. Like, you can't just come and be talking to me anyhow because.
So are you shouting?
I'm 24. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, like, Mason is older than you, and we're 22 together. I mean, like, what's happening?
Okay, let me just calm me down.
Anyway,
23.
So how was your week?
My week was great, you know. Valentine's Day, celebrated my friends' birthdays. Umfun, Khaled, etc.
It was great.
My week was great. Valentine's Day was great. You know, I woke up with a breakfast. You know.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so guys, what's the song of the week? What's your song of the week, Mason?
Hey, mine is After Dark by Drake, the one and only.
In a whip so low, no one's gotta know.
No one's gotta know.
Knocking at your door, I don't gotta work anymore.
Gun Lee.
I was listening to some old Nigerian classics, so Break Better by Black Magic.
That's such a vibe.
I
love it when you smile at me. You will never have to weep with me. I'll be the happiness that moves your heart. And when you sleep, I'll find my way into your dream. What do you want from me?
My song of the week is this song.
This song is Tumba.
Like today, I don't know why everybody saw it. It's like they didn't come for them to for Valentine's Day.
I haven't said your song of the week already. What's happening with you? My song of the week was Kwesi and Shatawale, Kwesi Atho, African Queen.
That's a nice one.
I was listening to it just before I came here.
She
just want to shine it and then wear up to something. Oh, me, I'm African girl. She hot past Nicki Minaj. I want me out of my
African girl. Only my be bad slash Nicki Minaj.
Well, everyone has nice songs of the week except from like some people.
Except from Drakey.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that song is better than every song you all listed. Guys,
let's 1 minute silence for all of us because like we are all from a stupid country. It's wow. Actually very painful.
I didn't see that coming.
No, guys.
Actually, let's think
like,
about it.
How, like Nigeria, like who cancels the election?
3 hours. Was it 3 hours?
They canceled at 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Like,
right?
Who does that? Like,
no one is awake, everyone is sleeping. Like, who thought about like, it?
Only people that, imagine, only people that heard about the elections being canceled, people that are going to clubs.
Honestly, that's how come I, because I was just coming, I had a day out and I was coming back. And yeah, I just said, let me just check because election, I like this whole politics thing. And then I saw it.
She actually was like, president.
I was like,
does it make sense?
Our country is messed up. Like, our fuck, I see fuck.
It's okay, let me help you in this part. Let me check if anyone help you.
Help me.
She's trying to say, at the fuck up.
At fuck up.
At the fuck up. Oh.
What does that mean for the non-Yoruba like, guys?
We've messed up, man. As a country, we've taken an L.
This L.
And I'm not understanding why everyone is now trying to say they want to go to Canada. Like,
don't you want to go to Canada?
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to stay. Guys, I'm going to be in Nigeria.
You haven't even gone to Canada. Your accent is changing.
But I didn't even say I was going to Canada. I said I was going to be in Nigeria. Anyway.
Well, do you know the funny part of that election thing? Yeah. So I was scrolling through my timeline and apparently they were like these COP members, NYC guys,
yeah.
And they're like some INEC officials that were sleeping outside on the road.
Explain all these things, INEC.
So INEC is the Independent National Electoral Commission. So essentially what they do is they ought to facilitate and ensure the elections run smoothly. But they're dickheads, isn't it?
Honestly, we miss Jega.
Jega was such a... Do you remember Jega became a reference word.
Oh, yeah.
For like when people are doing nonsense and you just calm down and you Jega it. Atahiru
Jega was the last chairman. Yeah.
Do you remember what happened? So like there was some PDP guy that had come to cause drama and then he was just like, God. He was going off on the tangent. He's like, this election will not continue. Mm-hmm, Jega just kept quiet. And I think he like he had ordered people to come carry him out or something. Like he just waited for all his madness to finish, and like they took him out.
You know,
and then he
actually saw a tweet. Was it a tweet or a video of this current INEC chairman saying that he's a disappointment or something?
Who's a disappointment?
Like,
I'm glad he knows.
I was like,
called himself a disappointment.
Yeah, he said he's a disappointment. Okay. I'm just like. How do you cancel the election? Like, who does that? Like,
they said based on logistics, they couldn't figure it out. But it doesn't make sense, Charlie. 4 years.
Yeah, that's why I also
like
time
it's stressful. And apparently, the funny part, there was a village or some location somewhere in Nigeria where they actually did the election because they said they didn't have electricity.
But thankfully, they caught some driver who had the election results.
And they were trying to
read. We're in your car.
Yeah.
We saw it in your car.
You sorry?
The car was.
Hey, sir, it was found in your car.
Please, can you send
it? It was found in your car.
Yes.
And you were the one driving the car.
It was stopped at the.
You were the one driving the car.
Yes, but it was stopped at.
Okay, you are the one driving the car. You are the one driving the car. This is what found in you.
Yeah, they saw, and then they also saw like a truck full of already, what you call it? I don't know what they call that thing when you've already voted for the PC.
Oh, I see.
I was like, thankfully, at least like we found this one. So I maybe swear. It was God. God really just
this
trying.
This is why they said last morning she called DJ Consequence. Let them do musical chairs or presidency because it's tiring.
That awkward silence.
Tommy Sin.
Wow.
It's an L.
But I think this is
going to say, Tommy Sin, this L has grandchildren, it has church denominations, it has uncles and aunties. Take your L. Tommy Sin, take your L. Tommy, timing is everything. Like, you know how you just like articulate everything is everything, bro. Anyways, it's okay. It's all right. Like, our country is a shit show. Even us, the Nigerians, if we're mad. What was Davido doing? Someone help me understand what Davido was doing.
Well, okay, so me, I only know the part, like, the second part too. I don't know what the girl did to him.
Oh, I think I know. I think she said, why is David... I think she was basically complaining that Davido was campaigning for PDP, and she referenced how Wizkid said he's not going to campaign for anyone because he doesn't want to mislead Nigerians.
Yeah.
So she said Davido sold his soul. So Davido reacted with whatever I said, I don't remember.
Davido was saying that, first of all, she called him David. So Davido is like, like my name should never be in your mouth. That it is Davido, blah blah blah. Then he's like, she's so ugly, she's poor, blah blah. Like,
That she has a list.
Mm-hmm, like, she had a list. What?
People, she's fucked.
I feel like he kind of just like he just overreacted because he didn't hit the issue.
All right.
He just went like, he's not attacking the issue that she was.
He's attacking her.
He was just attacking her. But then, thankfully, he still came back. He apologized. I think the apology was enough because he said he knew her. Like, he knows her from before. And
but
he
expected. Sorry?
No, he said that. He said that he expected her to come to.
Long, I can't read it out.
What?
Should we read it out?
What is wrong?
His apology.
But
you know, they said that.
Wait, let me
say that. He said that man, I be. If you say sorry.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's too long. We can't read it out.
No, I'm not reading. I'm just trying to understand. But he said that he knows her. And then, like, when you know somebody, like, if you know David, like, if you know, like, Jordan, if I know you and I know that you're doing something, and like, I want to find out why you're doing that, I won't just go on the internet and, like, try to form clout and just making so much noise.
Right.
I would, what you call it, text you because I know you. So, yeah. Like, find out what is happening. I feel like that's what, like, made him irritated. What do you think, Tumisim?
I didn't even know he actually knew the babe.
He's not that apology, he said that he knows her and he expected her to text him or something.
Irrespective of
but he didn't apologize for the body shaming.
Also, think about Davido is an influencer. Like, there are millions of people that are Davido's fans. They're going to see those things and just feel like, you know what? They're going to take you up and do shit like that, right? And I also feel, do you guys, we're about to be the intelligent one here. Do you guys remember Logical Fallacies?
Yes, of course.
Ad hominem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
When was it?
Julian,
they're asking you. Julian, you're lying. How come you don't know? Are you asking me? What are you asking me again? What's the question? Hey, chill.
Basically, the thing where when you totally debunk someone's argument and start attacking like their personality.
Is that what I said?
Like,
no, isn't that what I said? Continue, Sha. Continue. You know me, I'm editing this down. Cut out all my L's.
No, you have to give this. You have to put this in it.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, when you debunk someone's entire argument based on like how they look or like their physical features or things like that. Mm-hmm. So you completely miss the points like the video and then you just like start saying, bitch, you're ugly.
But like, I just feel that he's explained to us already. See, so my point of view is that he didn't attack the issue. Now he's attacked the issue and explained that he's not supporting any party. Yeah. He just feels that Buhari should be out. I mean, I also feel that Buhari
at this point,
the guy needs to go. Like, we don't want him anymore. He has. Like, I feel like Atiku is better. Okay.
The fact that we're choosing the lesser of two devils is actually quite concerning. Mm-hmm. That's how
it has always been for us in Nigeria. We were picking between what's this guy, Jonathan and Buhari. Everybody say Sai Baba, change the way. Whatever.
Our number three.
Canada. There's too many L's on this team, guys.
Anyway, what did I say first?
Sai Baba.
No. What's Canada one?
Huh?
Canada one. You said Canada.
That you don't go to Canada, you don't stay in Nigeria.
I hope I didn't say Canada. Anyway, so we don't want, I really hope that like Nigeria should just try. Okay, guys, I don't think we should talk about politics, honestly.
Yeah, well, let's change topics.
On to the body shaming for the video. I feel that like I saw a tweet somewhere, guys. Somebody said that it should be okay to call fat people fat. What do you guys think?
But what does this have to do with him insulting her body, saying she's ugly and...
No. I'm just saying, in general, like, this is a whole thing. Like, I saw on Twitter, I said,
so you're attacking me now.
Calm down. I mean, guys, you guys need to chill on the salt today. Like, I'm just asking you that. Do you think it's okay to call people fat?
Yes.
Because they're
not,
fat.
If you're not being rude about it.
Because someone says, like, why is there a problem to call people fat?
It's only a problem because you use it as a way to attack
people. No, but okay, I've personally, me, I can, my, I don't care. If you're fat, I'll say you're fat. Like, it's not like I'm coming to attack you to say you're fat, but if like, I'm describing someone, like I'm describing Julian now, I'm saying, oh, that fat guy. Like this,
the fat 6'2" guy with the beard.
Okay, it's not like I'm not saying that fat guy like that fat. Like, you say, who is Julian? I'll say Julian is some fat guy. Like, do you understand? Like, you say he's tall, he's fat.
Include the height specifically.
I don't know how to.
Man, 6'2".
But so basically, because me, I saw one day I was explaining to somebody saying somebody's fat, and the person said that, oh, thank God it's not me that said it. I'm like, but if like you're fat, you're fat, because for me, I'm skinny. They've called me skinny. They've insulted me that I'm skinny. They've called me T-board, T-square, ironing board, everything. So it's like, if you're fat, like, you're fat.
In front of the people. In front of UFF, fucking.
What's UFF, fucking?
You're nice.
Yeah. UFF, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I could speak that fast.
No, I won't cut it.
Nah.
Anyway, so I think it's time. Okay, you guys want to talk about?
No, I mean, it's fine. It's okay. Really.
You guys have something to talk about.
I don't have anything.
Julian, how do you feel when they call you fat?
I don't feel anyway.
Julian,
have you always not felt bad about it?
When I was a little kid, of course, I felt bad about it. Mm. But hey, relax. So when I was really little, my brothers used to bully me about it a lot. So, you know, obviously I developed thick skin. So, like, I'm indifferent to it now.
But then, see, there's a point where you didn't have thick skin. So there's probably people that, even though they're like your age now, still don't have thick skin.
Yes, as we said before, like, I feel that it's also who you're talking to. Like, so if I know that you are very sensitive, I will not be saying you are fat because I know that you are sensitive. But if I know that, Charlie, you are Julian, you don't care.
I mean, I care. Who's, who
do you think about it? Julian
actually doesn't care.
Like, when you go to bed, are you like, oh, shit.
The fuck?
I'm actually fat.
Nah.
Okay. No? That's cool though.
All right. So I think it's time to take a break. So what song are we going to play?
After Dark. In a
so Kapach Mai Mai Chupako. What's that guy?
Casablanca de Capamato.
The Big Body.
Zlatan.
And what's the song?
Icon.
Big Body. Big Body.
Fun.
Charlie Jandel.
What's Big Body?
Killing them.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this song, Killing Them by Zlatan and Burna Boy. Oshie, Paris.
No, oh my God.
That one is actually very gendered.
Okay, why?
You are gendered.
I hope you guys enjoyed this song. Okay, no, well, now going on a break. Listen to, no, how do you say these things?
Enjoy the music.
Forget the music.
Okay, wait, how do you say
Okay, guys, we're taking a break. Please stay tuned and listen to Killing Them by Burna Boy and Zlatan.
Baby,
buddy.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Zlatan.
If I receive
you, go with it.
Yeah, I'm killing them, shot. Because I swear God, the fight for killing them back. Rob, 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 we go to win them like that. Oh God, boy, look, I know if you're a belly jack. Jump up!
Casablanca, what?
The
you know it.
Oh my God.
Just putting that aside. Like,
oh my God.
Why you guys? Okay,
Kapai. We lost the sister today.
Oh yeah, guys. Oh yeah. Kapai Chimari, Mari, Chupaku.
But it's okay. There's just one side. Like it's twice.
It's just Kapai Chimari, Mari, Chupaku.
Oh yeah. Kapai Chimari, Mari,
Mari. No, Kapa.
Kapai.
Oh, Kapai Chumari.
Not Kapai.
So, yeah, moving on to the next thing.
Okay, so Valentine's. How'd you guys spend your Valentine's Day?
Tommy Gunn, take us away.
Very tough now. You're
supposed
to talk now.
Yeah, so, I woke up to a cute cooked meal, you know. Like, then I gave my baby present, you know. But like it is 2019, we do spiritual presents now. So the Bible, you know.
Wow. Come on.
Then I went through the highlighted verses.
that like we, about how beautiful and strong women can be, you know.
I have one question. After giving her Bible, did you end up fornicating that night?
No.
The next day?
We don't.
Okay, the next day?
We don't do fornication this
time. Today?
No.
Okay, cool. I'm asking now.
Of course not.
Cool.
Okay, on to my Gnashing brothers. How did you...
What does Gnashing brothers mean?
Gnashing is like, yeah, I've been seeing...
You were looking at Valentine posts on Twitter. Yeah. But you're
not participating. But like... Guys, to be honest, I feel like this Valentine's Day, guys and girls actually really went out for their what do you call it, loved ones, because like
really? It was
like I saw so many posts on Twitter
when was Valentine's Day?
And it was
about 3 days ago.
It was on Friday.
Friday?
I mean Thursday.
It was Thursday.
And yeah, like, I mean like there was a lot, but you know the thing, I feel that like girls always expect guys to do stuff for them,
mm-hmm.
but then girls never really do anything for the guys. So what do you guys think? As guys?
Singlets.
Boxers. Singlets and boxers.
Is it just singlets and
singlets.
Guys.
Three singlets and
you guys need to date me, because if it's just singlets and handkerchief, then you guys don't know.
So what would you do?
What would you do exactly?
Come and date me first.
Come on.
No, but I mean, I got gifts actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, must be nice.
But it wasn't like from like a partner or anything. It was like from one of my friends.
Okay.
So I have lots of female friends.
What did you tell us?
I got food.
Even myself, I got food because I bought for myself.
I don't know whether to say self love or
sad. Please. But Valentine's is about love. Then you say somebody has to show the love to you. You can also show it to yourself. Me, I bought myself the Big Daddy. What is that Big Daddy thing?
Burger.
Mm-hmm. And
my friends and
I, smoothie.
Yeah, actually, my friends and I drank. Like, we bought like nice, expensive wine. We had like red, white, and like rosé.
Oh, that's cute.
And like, we just chilled and drank till like 1-2 a.m.
What about you?
It was a vibe. Played FIFA.
I had a good Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. Oh, nothing. I just chilled.
I also went to this place, the music thing downstairs. Ooh. And it was really nice.
Thompson, would you like to say something? You're poking me.
No.
Okay, cool.
No. Good.
All right.
We did have a terrible Valentine then. It was quite calm.
Did you get some?
What some?
Did you get some?
What are some?
Hey, you. Hey. If you are getting some, I still hope there's consent in this getting some, because those boys that they raped, I mean, those girls, those rapists, what has happened to them? Because everybody has gone silent on it. And I'm not understanding. Twitter.
Which
like,
rapists are you talking about?
The
rich children.
Those rich boys.
Could you please give some backstory?
Give us the backstory.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
So... Okay. Wasn't it that so one of them is a musician or something.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they took this girl to a club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and after, so they got her drunk and everything. Then they took her to the Lancaster or what's the Lancaster.
At the hotel.
Yeah. So the hotel is owned by one of the guys, his dad.
Mm-hmm.
So he took her to the hotel. They both raped her. Then she woke up and she's like, "What the fuck? Did you guys touch me?" They said no. So she brings out her phone, she calls her brother on the spot. Her brother gets a policeman, they come, they take them away. Then the next day, before you know it, the police have, they switched roles. They've taken the girl's brother as well.
They took the girl's brother?
And they deleted the video of the guys doing it, of the phone.
Fuck, man. Power is actually such a bitch.
Yeah.
But...
So what happened to them now? Like, we don't know anything.
It's actually wild.
It's clear. That's how it's always been. It's shameful.
Nigel actually messed up. God help.
If you have money, it's wild how if you have money, like, you can do anything.
The greatest sin in Nigeria has been poor.
For real.
For real.
That's actually what it is.
I'm funny about saying how, what do you want to tell me how there's been like 16 recorded cases of rape or something?
16 or 20 something.
Yeah. I think it was 20 something. I think it was 20 something.
Right.
Oh, but then it's since like 19
since
something.
1960s.
Wow, that's wild. So I feel like we just need to get into like positions of power now, man.
And enough of the fasting and prayer, because fasting and prayer is.
Oshibajo came out and said,
That man is stupid.
Pray for the nation.
I'm tired of him.
But Sierra Leone, apparently. What's it, Sierra Leone?
That's my country. Yes, so in Sierra Leone, what is it? I don't remember. I saw it.
Chill. I was just very excited,
they had
right?
They have called a state of emergency. It's a capital event. They've called a state of emergency for like the rape problem.
Okay, wait, I have it here. Sierra Leone has declared rape a national emergency.
Yeah.
The president plans to provide free hospitals for rape victims and to set up special police divisions and court divisions for sexual violence cases. Yes, my country. Your country should please follow suit. And, you know.
I feel like we just need to do better, man.
Last year,
so I was coming out of the South African High Commission, VFS in Lekki, and then there was a soldier.
It was VFS?
VFS.
Yeah, it's
the visa office, one of the visa offices in Lagos. And then this guy was a soldier, right? There was a bike rider that was carrying a woman, and then he was like, bring her down, man, eat small. Eh? And I was like, it doesn't matter even if she agrees. I was like, man, leave her. If not, the dog say I rape her. Wow. And I was just like, it's wild how these people know that what you're doing is wrong. But guess what? They still continue. I'm just like
that's wild.
But yeah, just call it out when you see it. Because then, if you don't call it out, then you just...
that's why...
Covering up for your friends isn't bro code. If your friend rapes a girl, you should call him out. It's not bro code.
Does any of the things that you think is small, start calling it out.
I like the fact
there's no marinating. There's not like marinating her. Yeah. You're not going to feed her drinks and... Just like you intentionally making her really drunk.
It's a no.
Yeah.
Automatically no.
There's something Slumflower said.
What did she say?
I'm trying to look for it. I took a screenshot.
I don't like listening to that one. I was meant to die.
Who?
she wants a male genocide.
See, we say when people come to this and say, no, men are not trash, blah, blah, blah. She said, men don't deserve nuance because generalizations about their collective violence doesn't even harm them.
That's true.
So it's just like, I was like, damn, man, this woman... Such is my heart's different. But, okay, moving on to slightly...
Please explain what that means for people that don't understand. My phone was very quiet.
she didn't actually just understand. I'm just fucking around.
She understood.
Okay.
I'm just...
she's in a somber mode.
She just think about you.
Is that picture of Cardi B and her Grammy Award?
No, this is a girl they've just said was ugly.
No, she's trying to switch.
She's fine. Anyways, okay, cool.
The Grammy thing. I didn't follow the Grammy. Like, I didn't know what happened. All I know is I saw Barbie.
I'm sure I know Cardi B won.
Yeah, I know Cardi B won. And I saw Barbie. What are Nicki Minaj's fans called again?
Barbie dolls.
Barbie dolls.
I don't know. Barbie something.
Nicki Minaj's.
AP, I like Nicki sometimes. Fan club. Yeah.
Sometimes. Nah, Nicki is gone, man.
Is it?
Nah.
She doesn't produce good music anymore.
She's trash.
I fuck with Nicki.
She's annoying. She's obnoxious. Nicki's annoying as fuck. What?
No. I feel like we're talking about each other.
I don't know what to say again.
I don't really follow up with this.
But yeah, before. You know how, that's how, so what she was doing is that Cardi B won her first Grammy, has won the Grammy before Nicki Minaj, right? So Nicki Minaj is being very salty and I think was attacking Cardi B. I'm not entirely sure.
No, she's not attacking Cardi B. She was just saying something about how the Grammy guy himself did something. What?
She was reporting to Oluni.
How is she reporting to Oluni?
Oluni said something. Oluni was like, I wonder what Nicki must have done to some guy, white guy in the Grammy panel, right? And then Nicki responded to
Oluni. Ricky goes to Oluni.
Yeah.
Really?
So Nicki's reporting to Oluni now.
Anyway, so something she said she was going to talk about it on her radio, Queen, blah, 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 radio. And then something again, BET, what they did to her. They threw some shit. Something about how Cardi is winning what you call it, Grammys, but Nicki is doing, I'm coming.
For real? That's the truth. Nicki. But to be fair, man, I'm happy for Cardi, but I don't think she deserves that specific Grammy. She didn't deserve that Grammy, man.
Bro, I don't...
I'm happy. I mean, I wish she won something else, but not that. Rap Album of the Year over Astroworld, Daytona. Oh my god, guys.
Yeah, the rap thing though. Like, I didn't think. Was it Bonnie? She won the rap album? Or like
rap album?
Rap album.
Exactly, guys.
Like, it was good.
It's a really good song.
It's an entire body of work.
Yeah, I like an entire body of work. I don't think it banged like that.
When's the last time you listened to it?
Okay, it's been a while. It didn't have much replay value.
There's no replay value. How can it be the best?
I like it. I still really like the album.
It's not the best.
Like, I thought it was a solid debut. It didn't deserve the Grammy, but I thought was it was a solid album? Debut.
Yes, yeah. First.
What other albums were on the team?
Travis Scott's Astroworld. Daytona. The guy that died, sorry. Mac Miller's thingy. I actually didn't listen to that, so I don't know.
No, but Astroworld, I feel like the entire project, just like everything was just like a vibe. No, you don't fuck with Astro?
I fuck with it, but it was too long, man. It was too long. So it could have been a 10 over 10 if it was like 10 songs in the album or 12. But it was a lot. So it got tiring. Because the sound, it's sonically quite similar.
Who was your surprise winner?
Childish. This is America. What song of the year?
That's actually a nice rap song one, actually.
What?
Was it rap song of the year?
It was song of the year.
Song of the year.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Who did he beat to?
God's Plan, I Like It by Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B going on too.
Kendrick and Caesar's All of the Stars, yeah. Something like that. Boot Up. I feel like Boot Up deserved it even more than This Is America. This Is America was.
I feel like Cosmo was revolutionary. Like it was.
It's because of the social context in his song. That's
right. Annoying.
I loved it. I like that's the vibe. I can't wait for Burna Boy to win a Grammy.
Pasapa said that something meaning a Grammy. So.
I lean it's my head.
Anyway, I feel like this episode was a really nice episode.
It was a vibe still. We miss you, Babs, wherever you are. Come back and show
Babs is on vacation. He went to Cancun for a bit.
Come on,
you know.
Come on.
So we're just waiting for him to get back.
Oh, guys, something about upcoming artists. Who we are promoting
for me?
Yeah.
Oh, mine is definitely Tenny. I don't know if she's still upcoming, but like
Tenny Entertainer.
Yeah, Tenny the Entertainer.
No.
She's no longer upcoming, right? She's made it now. She's made it now. Yeah.
Mine is my boy. Actually, two of my guys, Mide Michael and producers. Please, Tommy Gunn is not coming to this team. Tommy saying is that L.
Can't imagine Peruzzi was upset it didn't win that thing.
Peruzzi had the only good song Peruzzi has is when they're featured. When he's featured, he released an EP. It was a massive error.
No. You guys, I think you actually need to listen to that.
You need to listen to it.
Because bro,
Majesty is a nice one. Peruzzi's EP. I feel like it was his timing. I feel like he shouldn't have released it at that time because, like Christmas, everyone is just trying to like vibe to like old music already.
That's what I mean. Only one or two good songs.
No, guys, Majesty is nice.
Try Champion Lover with
Champion Lover. Yeah, Champion Lover 2 is a nice one. Yeah, just Majesty and Champion Lover. For me, it's Ife Raka.
Oh.
She has Wonderland and...
I remember this like guitar cover.
Yeah, she has two songs. I don't know the other one. But yeah, she's doing it well.
Thompson, who's yours?
Okay, it's one of my friends from Corona. She just started this music thing, so...
She's probably trash, guys.
Her name is what? I'm
joking, but we're cutting that out.
Her name is what?
Ejiwagene.
Okay, shout out to you guys.
Shout out to Belumi and Michael.
Okay, so it's been nice. Thank you guys for today. Thank you, Mr. Gunlin.
Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, thank you to me for featuring today.
Gun lean, man. Gun lean on the beat as well. For everyone, boys and girls, flick your shoulder, use them well. Left, right. Michael Jackson, twist up your leg. Athlete, don't run out of breath. Beef, who mate, give it a rest. That's your one, I'm sucking the rest. Oh shit, what did it again? War is war, can't reason with them. Still trying to smoke them like blem. I lost my sis, so I don't need friends. 10, excellent tongue. Oh, please come, look at her bum. If you didn't run, you would have been head and chest, aiming for leg.